Welcome to the Mental Health Bible Study Podcast with Tyree E. Rowell.
Well, hello there. How y'all doing? I hope you're having a wonderful day and that you're being mindful of what you're thinking, because as you think it, you shall feel it. And as you feel these things that you're feeling, you will probably behave it. It does have an influence. It does have an impact, your thoughts and feelings on your behavior. So let's be mindful of those things, because if you say, hey, I want to do something different, I want to be a different person, or I want to not do the same things that I used to do, the Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, which basically meaning that you do have to come up with another perspective about whatever it is that you are going through and thinking about and doing in your life. Because if you see there's some changes that need to be made in your life and there's some decisions that you need to be making, you do have to have a different perspective. And the way we renew our mind is by talking. How can I come up with another perspective if I don't talk to someone? You do have to talk it out. It is so important. Healing comes through talking. Transformation comes through talking. Because as you talk about the things that are going on in your life already, then the perspective that is being brought out of that, you will get some type of insight, some type of epiphany. It just happens while you're talking, basically. And sometimes we can get to the point where we find ourselves making decisions that are not good for us at the same time, because it depends on who you are talking to. Because sometimes people can give us the wrong insight. So be mindful of who you're talking to, okay, as well. Because everybody is not for you. The Bible says God is for you. People, everybody, every person, every family member, every friend, no man, they are not for you. There are some people who are against you. That's just life. There are some people who don't like you. That's just life. But just because they don't like you, don't mean that you have to socialize with them. You just have to love them. And you can love people from a distance. Thank you, Jesus. Because Jesus didn't entrust himself to everybody either. The Bible, that means that we can set boundaries. We can set apart. We can be set apart from those who we know are against us, who we know that are not for us, who we know they're not supporting us the way that we know we are supposed to be supported. We all know how we want to be treated. We all know how we want to be felt and dealt with when we are with other people. But sometimes we'll look past those things, and we shouldn't. We should not. We should just call it as what it is. Bible. If it's a sheep in wolf clothing, then that's exactly what it is. A wolf pretending to be a sheep. Just call it for what it is. And we'll be so quick to say, well, I believe that the Lord would change them. I believe that they can change. But baby, at the same time, they have to allow God to change them. And some people don't. Some people like the way they live. Some people like doing evil. Some people like mistreating people. And hey, if that is the case, they need to go and be off somewhere else as far away from me, because that is not what I'm gonna put up with. Especially when I see with my spiritual eyes that they are a sheep and wolf clothing, pretending to have power when they don't have nothing. They don't have anything but the words that are coming out their mouths. Baby, come on now. The Lord does give us the spirit of discernment. He even said in his word that we should try the spirit by the spirit. So, honey, when you do that and you see that it don't agree with you, and you also get to this feeling of, something just not right about this person. I mean, I just can't put my finger on it. Guess what, babies? I'm instant trying to tell you that you may be dealing with a wolf in sheep clothing, and you have to be mindful and careful of what you do next. Just call it for what it is. We can still love those people, but baby, I'm gonna love you from a distance. You do not have to be in my circle. No way, oh, no way, baby. But let's get into the topic for today, because we are still talking about Psalm 23, Father. Just like the previous episode, I talk about the first verse of Psalm 23. But it's all about Psalm 23, Father, because the book of Psalms, the 23rd chapter of Psalms, it has taught me about my Heavenly Father being the Psalm 23 Father. So now we are on verse 2. And verse 2 says, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Baby, I'm going to tell you something about me. I can be stubborn. I probably am. So I don't know why I'm sitting up here saying I can be stubborn. I guess I'm trying to say that sometimes I do give in and sometimes I don't. But baby, on those days that I don't want to give in, God will make me to lie down in green pastures. Because I'm sitting up there thinking that, hey, the grass must be greener over there. Over there. So I'm like, let me go over here and do what I want to do. Let me go over here and do what I want to do. That's what I'm sitting up there thinking in my brain, that I'm going to go over here and do what I want to do. Because I know what I'm saying. I know what I'm doing. But honey, the Psalm 23, Father, oh yes, Lord, hallelujah. Because I have a personal relationship with the Lord, I'm simply thinking I'm going to go over here and do what I want to do. Oh, no way, no how. God surely makes me to lie down in green pastures, baby. My Lord, and there'll be time, and there have been times too, that God will allow me to just go on over there and leap across the fence and do what I want to do, because I'm sitting up there thinking that it's going to be all right over here. Surely. Look, God ain't even got to go find me, baby. I'm going to hop back over there myself. There have been times where I had to hop back over there myself, okay? So God, our Heavenly Father, will make us to lie down in green pasture. What we consider as green pasture may not be exactly green. It may look turquoise. It may look blue. It may look like the ocean color where you see both blue and green. You know what I'm saying? And we think we're sitting in some green pasture, baby, but God is like, no, you're in the wrong field. And we don't be wanting to hear it sometimes, you know. But the thing about God, a patient God, hallelujah, a God that loves us, oh, yes, He will come and find us, hallelujah. Most definitely, He will knock down those doors to get to you, baby, because He loves you. He loves me. God is that type of God. That's the type of Psalm 23, Father, that I serve. And I have come to love. And I have also come to have a personal relationship with. So I know all about this Psalm 23, Father, where I sit up here and think that I'm getting over there in some green pastures. And God is like, no. But you ain't going on over there. because you should have gone change your mind. But also, God will lead you to some still waters, because sometimes we can get to the point of being so busy in our lives. You know, so busy, everything just going on from left and right. We being pulled in so many areas and things, and doing things for others, as well as taking care of our families, as well as taking care of whoever we got to take care of at our jobs. So there'll be times that God will lead you to the still waters, where he will have to tell you to be still and know that he is God. There'll be times that God will say, be quiet. You see what I'm saying? Because there's a time to be quiet, and then there's a time to talk. There's a time to be worried about something, because we'll sit there and worry about something even when we ain't got to, because the Bible do talk about how we don't have to be anxious for anything. But there'll be times that we will be worried about something, and God is saying, no. God is saying, don't be afraid. Just sit here and enjoy the still waters. I got this. Basically what he's saying. I got this. You ain't got to worry about anything. I got this. But see, the thing about being led to the still water, we do have to be sitting there, being quiet, being still, enjoying the still water, and realizing that I don't have to move right now. But see, that's the thing about human beings. Baby, we got to put our hands in stuff. We feel like we got to go fix things. We feel like we got to go take care of this. But God is like, no, I got this. You just sit here and be still. Just sit here and be still. Enjoy the stillness. Enjoy the quietness. Just sit there. Do not worry about anything. Do not even think of anything that you know that you could possibly be worried about. But it takes practice, I tell you. The human side of us, oh yes, it takes practice. And the more you practice it, the more you can be still. But in order for you to practice it, you got to allow God to lead you. You have to allow him to lead you to those still waters. And as you are allowing him to lead you there, it's really a surrendering. It's really saying, okay, I throw my hands up. I'm not going to put my hands in anything. I'm just going to allow you to do it, Lord. I'm just going to sit here and be still and know that you are God. And the reason how I'm going to know that you are God is because of my experience. My experience is going to teach me that you take care of it. And the more that God takes care of things, and the more that I allow him to take care of things, baby, when he leads you to that water, you're going to be glad to go. Mm-hmm. You're going to be glad to sit there, because you have the experience of knowing the Psalm 23 Father to lead you to the still water for a reason. And that is to be still. That is to be restored. That is to be refreshed. That is to just sit there and allow God to come on in and give you whatever that you need, from the spiritual to the mental to the emotional and the physical. Yes, ma'am. It ain't just only about your spiritual health. It's all of the above. Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for being mine. Psalm 23, Father. Hallelujah. So, y'all make sure y'all subscribe to the podcast so you do not miss any more of this wonderful, insightful, transformative word of God about the Psalm 23, Father. Okay? Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in to the Mental Health Bible Study Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss another episode.